Laser 101, the station with the attitude. Super duper morning show. Once again, happy Friday going out to everybody out there. We have a special guest joining us in the building today, Mr. Arun Jagtiani. Good morning, Arun.
Hey, morning, Super. Morning, radio listeners.
That's right. He is from the IRE.
Island Real Estate team.
IRE team. And he's here to talk about some stuff that we brought up yesterday, you know, during the handoff between G-Money and myself. We were talking about some things happening over there, the cadastre. And we didn't have too much clarity on it. And Arun heard it. So he reached out to us and said, hey, I wouldn't mind coming in. Actually, G-Money recommended that
I was actually listening to you guys in the car.
Okay.
When that little conversation went on. Mm. So. You know, shortly after that, reach out to you guys and here I am. Thank you guys for having me.
No problem, man. So let's talk about the situation over there at the cadastre, because we're not sure exactly what's going on. I'm not sure if you know as well.
Well, I'm not going to claim to be an expert and understand all the details, but I do understand the basics. And I think because of the nature of my business, I have a little better understanding of how it affects me and others in my position and how it can affect the community at large, you know, if it's left uncontrolled. So basically, in a nutshell, when someone is selling a property, right, you go to the notary office. First, the buyer would send the money to the notary office, to their escrow account. Mm-hmm. Then they would come to the notary, buyer and seller. You come to the notary, you sign the transfer deeds, the notary signs that, and then the notary holds the money. So at that moment, the buyer becomes the legal owner of the property.
Okay.
They usually give the keys to the buyer at the closing table. We shake hands, we celebrate, and then the buyer, the seller cannot be paid until the new deed is officially registered in the new buyer's name.
Okay, so that means the old deed, what was in the seller's name, has to be transferred now to the buyer.
Exactly. And that registration is done at the cadastre. The cadastre office is essentially the land registry. So all the deeds, every transaction is registered at the cadastre's office. So I've been doing this 15 years. Mm-hmm. And normally it's, you know, within a day or two, the new deed is registered.
Right.
So the seller has that understanding. Okay, we signed today. You know, in the next day or two, I'm going to get my money.
I get paid,
right? Now, what happened in the last few months, this process really started taking longer than it should. So what was taking 1 or 2 days slowly became 1 or 2 weeks.
Right.
And that started to become unacceptable, especially when you're dealing with international clients. So picture you sell your property.
Right.
The people are living inside the house, but you ain't seen a dollar yet. Mm-hmm. And now 1 week goes by, 2 weeks go by, in some cases, even longer than that.
Right.
So now the sellers of these properties start looking at the notary like,
what's going on?
You got my money.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear this about the cadastre. You got my money. Mm-hmm. Where's my money?
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess the notaries were in a position where their backs were against the wall.
Right.
And they were being sort of the scapegoat or made to look like...
they were the ones at fault.
Yeah, perception is everything, right? So the notaries reached a point where they said, you know what? We got to draw a line. We can't do any more transfer deeds until the situation at cadastre functions the way it should.
Ah, okay.
So that was what caused a notary to draw a line. Mm-hmm. Now, that affects my business directly because I make a living off brokering deals.
You're the one that's waiting on that money from the notary.
Yeah, well, I get a small piece from the seller,
your commission,
right? So the seller will pay me when they get paid.
Okay, true.
So I get a small piece from the seller. Mm-hmm. That's the nature of my business. So that's obviously very concerning. Then... the problem at the cadastre was the reason they weren't able to register the deeds as quickly as they should.
Mm-hmm.
This is where it gets a little technical, and maybe I don't have the understanding on all the details, but in principle, the former head of the cadastre was terminated 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
His replacement was supposed to be a temporary replacement, but basically she's been wearing two hats. So she's been working as two directors, basically.
Oh, okay.
So her portfolio has been she's been spread pretty thin. Which naturally created a backlog, and it reached a point where it became...
Too much. Right.
And also, she was out sick. So if she's out sick, nobody can sign these registration deeds.
Oh.
And that's a lot of pressure to have on one person, I think, in general. Now, a permanent director cannot be appointed, or a permanent director must be appointed by the board of the cadastre.
Mm-hmm.
Problem is, there's no active board of the cadastre right now.
Okay.
There's not enough seats being filled right now.
Right.
So there is no... full-time board. So that falls onto government because government has to appoint the board.
Right.
Anyway, long story short, a temporary solution was put in place yesterday.
I saw that, yes.
Notaries are back in business. Real estate agents can continue to broker deals.
Mm-hmm.
The economy will continue to flow. It's a 3-month solution, which can be extended.
Okay.
it's good news, but it's not a long-term solution. Mm-hmm. And I would love to see a long-term solution put into place, of course.
Yesterday, there was, like you said, a short-term solution found where they put in an, what is it called?
They've sworn in an acting director, basically.
Right. Now, how was this possible? Didn't they need the board to do this or government to do this? Or
I understand the governor swore him in. Mm-hmm. And I don't know the technicalities of the law. I guess he's allowed to appoint someone temporary, but not permanent.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what really needs to be done is government needs to appoint the board members for the cadastre, so that they can appoint a full-time director.
Exactly.
And then they can be more than one person authorized to register these deeds, because again, if one person is out sick, the economy should not be put on hold because
of
that.
It's so, like, if Super is sick, there's no Super Duper Morning Show. There's nobody.
I see you got replacement already.
Well, now we have replacement Randy.
You know what I mean?
So it should work like that. They should have somebody
of course,
in, you know, just in case.
Of course, if you're out, there's got to be at least a backup in place, right? So,
but isn't this an issue that they saw that was probably going to happen from before?
Oh, this has been in conversation for at least 2 years that I know of behind the scenes. And we never expected that it would reach to this point where the notaries would say, we can't take it no more.
Right.
But here we are, right? So I kind of came out publicly because I just don't want to see it go any further, because if it were to go any further than this, the damage is outrageous.
Right.
You know, and it's unacceptable. Yeah.
But a lot of people would say, you know, you're only concerned because you're basically, you know, worried about your money, your commission or whatever. So that's why Arun is talking about this and making this an issue. But there's more of an effect on the economy and the island than it has on you personally.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's not just about me. I mean, I spoke up because this is my industry. You know, this is what I do. If they all of a sudden had legislation against broadcasters, I'm sure, you know, someone from Laser would be speaking up for sure, right?
True. So,
but it would affect the whole community. Definitely thinking back to Irma. Big up to you guys, by the way, Stormwatch team.
No problem,
anyway,
man.
So, but yeah, to go back to, like, I was speaking with a major land developer yesterday, and she's had a transaction which is put on hold because of this situation.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, some things that, you know, she pointed out to me, which I know already, but I want to point out, like, when that land sale goes through, there's going to be people hired to clear the land. Then there's architects. Then there's engineers. Then there's going to be, you know, construction people. Then there's going to be businesses that are set up on this land, which are going to hire people.
Right.
And all of these entities are paying taxes on the money they're making as well.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention when that land is sold, there's, you know, 4% almost that goes to government coffers immediately on the transfer tax.
Right.
So there's a lot of taxes. Plus me, that I get a little commission out of that.
Mm-hmm.
I got to pay commission on that as well. I mean, taxes on the income I make.
That,
so
right.
There's a lot of tax revenue that's being missed out. And real estate all of a sudden can't exchange hand. You're going to see the entire economy eventually will come to a closed shutdown because it has that much spinoff effect.
Right. So so basically, so this has this could have been something pretty detrimental if it wasn't solved.
It could have, and again, I said this in my press release.
Mm-hmm.
I know the government recognizes the importance of this. I didn't expect that they would let it go any further. So I'm really glad that a solution was put in place. Obviously, a solution was already in the works, being that it was imposed yesterday.
Right.
So again, I applaud the government on not letting it go any further.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I look forward to them putting in a more permanent solution in the, you know, coming weeks or months. Yeah.
So now this person that has been appointed, now he has to basically catch up on the backlog and whatever else is coming in right now.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so again, earlier this week, the notaries kind of drew a line so that the backlog wouldn't build up any further.
Okay.
But yeah, he's got his work cut out for him. I don't know him that well. I've met him a few times.
Mm-hmm.
I understand he's very competent, capable, and qualified for the position, so I wish him definitely all the best. And yeah, we're looking forward to just continue on this road to recovery, right, for the entire economy,
sure,
the entire island. So,
I mean, couldn't they have, like, appointed someone like me? I mean, isn't it just sign a paper, or is it much more complicated than
that? No, it's a very in-depth test, because it's more than just signing a paper. You have to dot your I's, cross your T's. You have to know quite a bit about the history of the island, the different areas, the zoning, all different types of factors come into play. I don't even know all the qualifications that are required. But I know it's a very technical position.
Okay.
And even me, I don't think I could, even though I'm in the real estate for 15 years, I don't think I could step into that position. I don't have the qualifications for it.
Right.
So it's a serious position.
Okay.
So I'm glad they were able to fill those shoes.
All right. So that's definitely some good news.
Yes.
Moving forward. And like you said, it could have had a very, very detrimental impact on the island, which is something we did not need
right now.
We are in recovery mode. How's the real estate business going when it comes to the island? Because, you know, we were hit by the hurricanes
yes.
and everything. And a lot of people thought that we were done for, especially when it came for came to the real estate and the selling.
Oh yeah, the morning after, I didn't know what my business was going to hold for the for the future. But you know, knock on wood, thankfully there's been some activity in the real estate market. I think real estate has been one of the driving forces economically for our recovery thus far.
Right.
There have been transactions going on. It's a very strange market. It's kind of hard to read. Everybody has a different motivation. Mm-hmm. So there's been some fire sales. There have been some sales that have gone maybe even higher than asking from before. So,
okay.
So the numbers are kind of all over the place. But the most important thing is there is activity in the real estate market. The market is not dead. And that creates spinoff, I think, within the entire economy.
All right.
So, it definitely is an important factor for our recovery.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Arun, for giving us that information, something that I'm sure a lot of people were wondering. And
I'm happy to just kind of clarify what was going on.
No problem, man.
Urgency.
What you doing for the weekend? Soca versus Dancehall.
Definitely Dancehall.
Definitely Dancehall, man.
Big Dancehall fan.
All right.
From 90s dancehall to early 2000s, I know. Before and after that,
A
little rusty on that. But 90s to early 2000s, I know my stuff.
Definitely, for sure. And also the question of the day, your favorite Caribbean fruit?
Mango.
Mango?
Yeah. Love a juicy mango.
Hey! Well, Arun, once again, thank you for joining us in the studio.
Man.
And much success with you and the Island real estate team.
Thanks to you guys, man. Keep up the great work.
All right, keep it locked to Laser. When we come back, it's the prize at 9. Don't you go anywhere. It's a super duper morning show.
This is PJD5, Laser 101 St. Martin, transmitting on 101.1 megahertz from Phillipsburg, St. Martin.
Laser 101.